Xfinity brings us another episode of the In Case You Missed It podcast with TC and Dina B.
We are backstage Tortuga Music Festival. So many artists back here, but I don't know if anybody has a bigger song than the person we're sitting with right now. Avrianna, your song with Sam Barber, Indigo, has taken over not just the United States, but I mean everywhere. Everywhere. How does it feel to have, honestly, one of the biggest songs in the world right now?
It's a hard question because it's changed my life tremendously. But I just feel grateful and very understood, very seen. Because that song resonated with me a lot when we wrote it. It was like a very emotional song for me and Sam to write. It was the first time we met too. So we like really did a deep dive. And
how does that happen? You meet someone for the first time. Like the two of us have known each other for over 15, 20 years. And for us, if you asked us now to sit in a room and come up with something emotional, we'd be like, what are you talking about? How do you do this on a first meeting?
So I think it's different with artists when you get in a room together, especially for me and Sam, because I feel like we can relate to each other on a different level since we're kind of in the same boat a little bit.
Okay. Yeah.
I think when you go into a room and you're about to write a song, you have to open up and you have to be vulnerable and you have to be honest. Cause you know, that's just like, otherwise you just won't write anything you're passionate about ever. It won't ever be true. It won't ever be authentic. So it's just kind of
amazing.
That's the standard.
Yeah. Yeah. Has it opened the doorway for more? Because there's a lot of rumors out there too. But I mean, if you'd like to share a little bit,
I can share.
Since we're talking about sharing and opening up, I think that would be a great time.
You're actually the first person that's like publicly asked me about this.
Awesome. I love that.
Sam and I are the greatest of friends.
Okay.
The greatest of friends. Maybe in another life, but like, yeah, so far it's been like one of the best friendships of my life.
You know what they say? I mean, maybe down the road.
Yeah.
You know, good friendships could lead to great relationships.
Yeah, no, he's like, he's one of my best friends in my life right now, so.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, I love that. I love that. And, you know, we are still talking about emotional and opening up. I love the let go letters that you
Thank
do.
Thank you.
What a release for your fans, your following. How did that come to be?
So I was doing my first, sorry, there's a hair on my ring. I was doing my first headlining shows.
Oh, no. Sorry.
No, you're good. I started playing shows and I was just recognizing that all these songs that I poured my heart and soul out into, the people coming to the shows, they were relating to it. And it was such a sad thing to watch with songs like Narcissist and Vanilla.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to encourage them to write down how they felt because I get to do that with songwriting and I know it helps me cope.
Yeah.
And so I invited them to write down let go letters to just get something off their chest that they want to. Because I feel like that's the whole point of live shows,
right?
Is to, you know, feel something. So I never knew it was gonna inspire songs for me. I also was really nervous about it because it doesn't really feel like my place to write about, but after a while I just realized these people were trusting me with the hardest things they're going through in their lives, and also they need to know that they're heard and they're seen and understood. So it's actually inspired me to do an entire album about these letters.
And what a way to connect with fans, because it really is. I haven't heard of anybody else doing anything like that, where your fans trust you so much and then you in return give them something that is beautiful, whether it's a hard subject or not. It's just beautifully done. It's very cool.
Thank you. Yeah, and it's
therapeutic.
Cool too. Therapeutic. Some people sign a name, a lot of people don't. There's a letter from a man that didn't sign a name and it was tragic, and he talked about a lot of really hard things, and I wrote a song by myself called Danny Don't about it. It's coming out this coming Friday.
Okay.
So I think it's the 9th. Don't quote me on that, but
the 11th.
The 11th.
My birthday. Yeah. That's how I know it's Friday.
Happy birthday.
No, that's how I know.
Danny Don't. It's coming out on his birthday.
I'm going to be celebrating with that.
Okay, good. It's really sad. So.
It's a sad song.
I'm going to be.
It'll be a pity party.
I will have
Danny Don't.
I can, okay. My birthday.
Maybe you don't
want
to celebrate
if I want to. Before we let you go, though, would you mind signing something for us?
Yeah, I would love to.
Okay, please. Okay. And then if you wouldn't mind just telling us a little about this as well. If you don't mind, here, I'll open that for you. Here, so you don't have to.
This is me and my sister. True story, I am not a graceful ballerina.
Okay.
I actually tripped twice on stage today. So my sister Taylor, this is her. She's my older sister. She was a lot better than me.
There you go.
She also, we took piano lessons together and we would have recitals and she would get every note perfect and she would practice all the time. And I messed every note up, but I had a great time, and I never practiced.
I love that.
So look at that. How old are we here?
Plie and do a pirouette.
I was probably like 4.
Okay.
She was probably 6, maybe. Maybe. I don't know. Well, 3.
We like bringing the pictures out from the old school days.
Yeah, that's cute. My mom's going to love that.
Wow, I love that. Last but not least, starting in a bathtub to playing Fort Lauderdale Beach in front of thousands of people. We did hear Matt from Parmalee kind of discovered you.
Yeah.
I mean, how did he discover you with those bathtub TikToks?
I mean, I feel like they were kind of just...
out there?
Out there. They were, I mean, I started posting covers in the bathtub because the acoustics were good. It was the pandemic. I finally had the confidence to post on social media too. And yeah, it blew up and it changed my life. Matt saw me on TikTok during COVID.
Okay.
And he showed me to his manager, David. And David was like, hey, this is cool. Do you have management? And I was like, I'm 16 years old.
Yeah.
How much money is this going to cost me? Like, I want to do it. I was like DMing him and I hadn't told my parents yet. And then I was like, look, mom and dad, like, this is
legit.
This is legit. Like, I'm going to be a singer. I never thought that was going to happen for me. So, yeah.
And now here we are, Fort Lauderdale Beach, baby. There we go. Backstage Tortuga Music Festival. Avery, thank you so much.
Thank you.